It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and, of course, worldwide at MYBRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Week in and week out, I talk about it, but because it is a big deal, we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. And the reason why we are in the top 10 is because of you, the great listener of this program. You've come to expect great content week in and week out, great business content week in and week out. And I'm going to go straight to my guest because it is so special to have in studio a buddy, a friend, James Rosebush. James Rosebush was the senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan. He was chief of staff to First Lady Nancy Reagan. And for over the past few decades has been running Growth Strategy. That's an international consulting firm advising on management strategies, finance, marketing, communications throughout the world. He wrote the book True Reagan, and that is, you want to know what Reagan was all about? I mean, you know, James, one day I want to go to the Reagan Library with you.
Yeah.
How many times have you been to the Reagan Library?
Let's go. You can't go enough. Oh. It is the biggest and best of all the presidential libraries, and I've spoken at about four of them. And it's tremendous. It's a walk through history, and you see the stuff that they pull out, and you learn history through the life of a president. But not only that, it's what's going on in history while he's serving. You know, I have this idea. We should put all high schoolers in buses and send them around to all the presidential libraries, not just Reagan, but all of them. You know what? Within a week, they will have learned more about U.S. history than they could do by reading 50 history books. So go.
So therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned. Are you here? You're already getting a taste of what's going to go on tonight in this show. We're going to talk about how you can become an impactful public speaker. James is going to speak about that, how to properly communicate your message. And of course, we're going to talk about corporate storytelling. How important is that in today's world and how you could become a master at it? So James, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. So
my
special.
Pleasure. My
so
pleasure.
So special.
My pleasure.
Now, you have a new book coming out, Winning Your Audience. Let me take it over here. Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President. So what's the backstory? When did you have this aha moment? Say, you know what? I'm going to communicate my lifetime of experience, my lifetime at serving a U.S. president, and put it into a book. What's the backstory here?
You know when this dawned on me that I had to do this?
Okay.
When I listened to a big corporate CEO try to explain what was going on in the disruption in his industry and in his company. And that was on a Saturday afternoon. On Monday morning, his share price, and this is a huge global conglomerate, equity value dove 10%. They attributed to that to the fact that the CEO was not able to communicate effectively what his strategy was to take the company into the future. Now, either his strategy was failed or his ability to communicate it was not present. Then I began to investigate that over 20% of all MBA programs, from mm-hmm. which a lot of CEOs, mm-hmm. leaders, or even salespeople are drawn, only 20% of these schools offer or require training in public speaking. Now, I'm here to say that I believe skill in public speaking is as important as learning accounting or learning investment strategy.
So true.
If you don't know how to communicate, there are two things you have to have. Number one is you have to have knowledge. You have to have content. Mm-hmm. You have to have something to say.
Right, of course.
Then you have to have the ability to drive it home. And if you don't know, it's just like playing baseball. Okay, if you don't have the skill mm-hmm. to know and the strategy, where are you going to hit that ball, when you're going to hit it,
right.
But then you have to perform. And I would say that because 75% of all people suffer from what's called glossophobia, there's a term for it actually, which is a fear of public speaking. Most people, the run-of-the-mill people, it can be, as I say, you could be a salesperson, you could be a student, you could be a housewife, you could be anything. But there are a lot of people that, and this might surprise you, there are a lot of people in the world that are even afraid to have a phone call or to make a pitch or to ask someone to do something. There's a tremendous amount of fear and reserve about this. I wrote this book to be the place you go, and you can read it or you can hear it. Of course, it's recorded as well. But I did this because I wanted to help people. I saw people locked in this fear. I wanted to help gain dominion and freedom over this because you don't have to be. If you get trained, if you find out how you can overcome fear, if you learn about the power of storytelling, you can find success. And I'm going to tell you, once you find success, that is when you look in the eyes of your audience and they begin to shake their head. Yes, they're nodding. They're saying, I get it. That is when you get this affirmation back. You're like, aha. And I'm going to tell you how Ronald Reagan got that.
Well, sure, share it.
Okay, so Reagan, when he is a junior in college, they decide, they get a bunch of students together, and they decide that they're going to get the president of the college fired because they were unhappy that facing the Great Depression, he had canceled a number of their favorite courses. So doesn't seem like a terrible crime to me. But anyway, students, you know, this is the way students are. But this is an interesting story about Ronald Reagan, though, right? Okay. Remember, Reagan was a Democrat. He was the head of a labor union. Only president of the United States to have been a member of both parties, head of a labor union, and a corporate spokesman. You know, so he had seen a lot of dimension in his life. Right? So he gets up.
Movies.
So he gets up in front of the student body. And he rallies them. He tells them why we should do that, why we should take this action to oust this president. Mm-hmm. He says, he talks about that day. He said, this was the most important speech I ever gave. And I'm going to tell you why. Because every time I said something, the crowd erupted in applause. Wow. Every time I made a statement, he said, I began to see, now remember this, the power of a message well delivered. Now, let's think in reverse about that corporate spokesman that I just mentioned to you. Mm-hmm. He was delivering something that had power in reverse. He had a negative. He had a deficit as a result of the way he was communicating. What's the difference? Reagan was delivering a message, and he was getting the results that he was looking for. Because, in fact, the end of that story is that the college president was fired. He was moved off of that campus, and they got a new person to take his role. So the students had prevailed. Reagan was the person who motivated them to do that. Now, Reagan was, even at that stage, remember, he was not a screen actor. He hadn't even been a sports broadcaster yet. But he had the ability to visualize and to tell a story. These were innate skills that he had, even before he went to Hollywood. So if you can tell a story or if you can visualize, what are you going to visualize? You're going to visualize the result. So let's go back to that corporate guy. Let's say, does he have a goal for this company? Are we going to, for example, let's say by the end of the third quarter of this company, we're going to be 3% up in sales.
Right, right.
That's what you need to communicate. You need to see the end. You need to see the goal. And then you need to convincingly tell people how you're going to get there. I would say that the best way for strategic thinking and communication is like GPS. So what does GPS do? So you want to get somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. In order to get there, you have to put in the address.
Right.
Okay. Then what GPS does is it takes you there.
Right.
But if you don't put in the address or the destination, you're not going to get there. So I think when you're speaking, a great way to start is to say, today, I only have 10 minutes to be with you, but I'm going to tell you the end of the story. And the end of the story is we're going to get this president of this college fired. You know, this is the way Reagan would have done it. So I think it doesn't matter whether you're selling shoes, whether you're selling a multinational corporation. What you have to do is you have to have two things. You have to have something to say, and you have to have the ability to drive it home through the words that you're going to use to say it. Those are the two basic skills. Now, we can talk about how you gain that mastery.
And we will, of course. Folks, now you see why we put so much effort to get great guests week in and week out. And a special shout out to last week's guest, right, Richard Solomon. And when he pitched me the question, he says, how important is it for a company to have a CEO to make sure to handle, especially if it's damage control, how to handle a situation. And almost like a prophet, James Rosebush comes in and answers. I told the listeners last week on the show, I said, James Rosebush is going to be my guest next week. I'm going to ask him that question. And without even knowing it, you just walk right in and boom, hit it out of the park. we're talking about his book, by the way. What's the release date?
April 7th. And you can pre-order it now on Amazon.
And again, this is the publisher?
Hachette, third largest publisher in the world.
Sure, of course.
Yep.
Wow. So this, and it's going to be, of course, in bookstores, and you travel through the airports, Amazon.
Launched it yesterday at the New York Stock Exchange. Very excited about that.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Mazel tov
for
that. Thank you. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is the one and only James Rosebush. He was a senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, chief of staff to Nancy Reagan, and he has a new release coming out in a couple of weeks, Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President. First of all, congratulations on this new release, this upcoming release.
Thanks so much.
How many... You know, it's not fair to ask this question, but I could ask you anything.
Sure.
You know, how many years, how many months, how many weeks did you put into this book? Now, of course, it's a lifetime, right? But, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. So my dad gave me 3 things. So he was a corporate executive, worked for General Motors. He was a musician, and he taught Dale Carnegie.
Really?
Right. So I grew up.
He taught Dale Carnegie?
No, he taught Dale Carnegie courses.
This was like his
avocation, right?
Sure.
So these are 3 things he gave me. So he expected me to go to business, be good in finance,
okay,
but also to be a musician, which I became. And
hey,
also, and
what
also,
do you play?
And also right. Trumpet, piano. But anyway, also to know how to speak. So I go to communist Russia. When I'm 20 years old, I am asked to become a Rotary International Scholar. So I go to Moscow and to Leningrad. I'm followed by all kinds of intelligence officers. My keys for my room are taken and so forth. But a very interesting thing happens. I'm set up to meet with, at age 20, I'm meeting with these heads of these bureaus, the Bureau of Housing, Bureau of Public Transportation, Bureau of Education, Bureau of Health. I'm talking about the head people.
Mm-hmm.
These were all guys who were 3 times my age and 4 times my girth. Okay? So I'm sitting in their offices with them, and I'm just beginning my career, right? So they're telling me about the only way, of course, which was, you know, they had the big lie theory. So the only way that they're going to manage any of this is have the government control all of these things, right? So I'm there for a month. I'm sure I warranted a dossier on my, you know, going around. And there is more story to that. So I come back. I start my first job in the family office and foundation of the founder of General Motors. The third week I was in my job, I hear automatic machine gun fire coming through the front glass door of the office. We grabbed our phones, dove under our desks. Right. We had no idea what was happening. This was a time when there was real division in this country. Detroit was burning. They thought we were not the valuable people to. They didn't want the staff. They wanted the wealthy individuals that were in the office. They were kept safe. We were led down the fire escape after about 4 or 5 hours, and then 3 weeks later, the head of the whole operation comes to me and he says, "I'd like you to start a big strategic planning initiative to answer one question: what kind of impact are we having through our philanthropy and through our investing?" So I had to put this whole thing together. It's the first time I actually thought through this. 10 years later, I find myself in the White House, starting this same program for President Reagan, right? So, but to go back to my experience in Russia and this, what happened, I was required to give speeches as a result of my being a Rotary International Scholar. A part of, okay, you go do this, but then you have to come back and give speeches. So it sounded, you know, pretty doable, except that I knew there was going to be one person in my audiences, and that would be my dad, the instructor of giving speeches, right? How to speak. So I learned one important thing, which is what I want to share. Please. And that is storytelling. If you have a story to tell and do it right off the bat, start by saying, you know, before I tell you and explain why I'm here today, I want to tell you a story. You're going to immediately pull in the hearts and minds of the people in your audience, right? Because there's nothing like a story. Now, I recently heard an hour-long speech that was just one story, and it was carried on through, and it was magnificently. You listened the entire hour because this
guy, complete engagement.
This guy, he takes his life story, and he goes through various ups and downs of it, but you're following. It's like you're going up a hill and down into a valley with him, going right with him. Why is it? Because of story. Now, a lot of people will say to me, "Oh, well, that's interesting. You know, you've had a fascinating life, or you've had this, or you've had problems, or, you know," speaking to about this other guy I just mentioned. You know, they'll say, "I don't have any stories to tell." This is what I say to them. Open the newspaper. Okay, read an obituary. Read, if you think you've had a boring life or you don't have anything to say, that's not actually true. When I was growing up, I always grabbed, we got something called the, Reader's Digest.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
In Reader's Digest, there was always an article, and it was actually their most favorite read. Mm-hmm. It was called My Most Favorite Character. That would have come every week, right? You get that, you open it up, and you read about these characters. So this is what you do. You can talk about someone else's life. You don't have to talk about your own life. You can talk about someone else's life. Hey, I heard, I came out here in an Uber ride today, right? I spent 50% of the time asking the driver about his life. He gave me an interesting story that I can tell to the next group. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might think that you're, because I get this a lot. Oh, you know, Mr. Rosebush, you know, you've had interesting life. You've met a lot of interesting people. Of course I have, for which I'm very grateful. But on the other hand, you don't have to have lived a life like that. You can find these stories. You know one of the best sources? Obituaries.
it sounds pretty morbid.
Yeah, it sounds morbid, right? But, you know, obituaries are real stories of people's lives. And a lot of these people have had an impact on the world.
You know, perhaps I can add that not only when it comes to the power of story and storytelling, it's not just that you have the right to share someone else's story in order to get that, you know, in order to share a story, but many times that would inspire, because not everyone is necessarily as creative as the next guy. So it's just a matter of jump-starting it. If they read an obituary on someone, they're like, hey, you know, two of those points apply to me. I didn't think of it, but now it got me thinking. So it's just a matter of jump starting and crafting your own story by reading other people's, not copying other people's, but just seeing the how they presented those stories and like, hey, you know what? I had a similar story in my life. I now have the script for my own story.
Yeah. And I think once you know that storytelling is critical to communication, I'm going to tell you, yesterday at lunch, I was speaking at a conference. I sit next to a lovely lady, and she says, by the way, she said, I'm almost legally blind.
Mm.
And wow. I said, oh, so we start to, you know, right. I didn't know it. You right. couldn't see it or detect right. it or anything like that. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but, you know, tell me. She says, oh, I wake up grateful every morning.
Look at that.
I'm thinking, I'm just, you know, taken away by that. And then I said, how is it that you feel grateful? She said, it's interesting. I can see a little bit, but it puts me in a position of being non-judgmental because I only see the
wow.
beauty in life.
Wow. See that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh! Just to hear things like
that's
that,
right.
And then to be when you're really listening for it, those are stories. Then you can repeat, and it really helps other people to hear those stories. But I think you have to be a big. I will tell you, I was talking to a group of millennials not long ago, and they said to me, "Us, Mr. Rosebush, you know, could you help us? We have a huge problem. These are millennials, and they're in important jobs. They said we can't relate to other people."
They were open about it because it's all the phone.
They said, well, you know, for a lot of different reasons, right? They said we even go to bars. We don't know how we even go up and talk to someone. We go to conference. We go to meetings with our clients.
And they were honest about that handicap that they have,
which is the first step, right?
With the first step,
they're honest.
Right.
But I said, I know, because I've worked with millennials before on this, and I said I can give you one strategy to address that. And that is, it's very simple. This is what I say. Go up to someone and say, hey, nice to meet you. Tell me your life story. And then the person, I guarantee you, the person will respond and say, oh, well, you know, I work at Bloomberg or, you know, I work at Goldman Sachs or whatever. Right. And then you go, no. Tell me, where were you born? So this starts something interesting because usually it's going to be a place that either you've been to, you have a relative there, you want to know more about it. This is the way you start a relationship. Simply ask the question, tell me your life's story. And then two, be interested enough to hear the answer. This will begin a relationship for you. And they were like, is it that simple? I said, it's that simple. This is a strategy. Tell me your life story.
Let's, you know, we need to take a commercial break. But before we do, how could people, there are many small business owners, medium-sized business owners, and even executives or you know, people running divisions at Fortune 500 companies, how can they get in touch and find out more information about your services, James?
Go right on this website. ImpactSpeakerCoach.com. ImpactSpeakerCoach.com. It'll tell you everything you need to know about how to get in touch with me and how to get these skills. And a lot of, you'll see comments from a lot of executives, people starting up companies. They need to raise money. They come to me to figure out how to make That's the great. Perfect pitch. We do competitions, two here in the United States, one coming up in May in Canada,
okay,
and one in June here in New York. And we put them into a competition. I train them on how to make the perfect pitch. Then they make it in front of investors. And these people, you know what they generally say? They say, you changed my life. It's not that I changed their life. It's what they learned about themselves and these skills. Because you know what's so interesting about learning how to be a public speaker?
Mm-hmm.
You're learning more about yourself.
Right. You're forcing them to dig. Dig.
You're digging into.
Prime the pump.
You have to answer the question, who am I? Because the first step at being a successful communicator is to be authentic.
My guest is James Rosebush. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaflis right here on 77 WABC. I'm not saying what I'm about to say to minimize any guest, because every guest we've had on the show is great. But of course, when I get to sit down with James Rosebush, it is truly special. James was a senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan, chief of staff to Nancy Reagan. He has a new book coming out in a few days, Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President, put out by Center Street, and it's going to be available and everywhere. I imagine in the airports, in the key, you know, and of course on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you travel. James is one of the leading experts out there that helps executives craft their corporate narrative, and that's what really leads me to the next question to come right at it. Corporate storytelling, how critical is it? And of course, we've touched on it, but I just want to really hold on to this point, because I hear the question as an executive of a marketing firm, of a boutique marketing firm, the question comes up all the time. How, you know, is it really necessary to have a corporate narrative, to have a corporate story? Why do I need it? And it just, not everyone gets it. They don't understand it completely, although you opened the show with a great example of when an executive, you know, caused a company to tank millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars because of he misspoke. Perhaps you can explain first why it's so critical, and then start going through some of the steps on how to craft a great corporate story.
Well, there's no question that every company, large or small, needs to have a contingency plan for if something happens, if there's a dip in sales or revenue or earnings, or there's a some kind of catastrophe. You have to know who your spokesperson is going to be and what your message is, because if you don't know what your message is, you really don't know yourself and you don't know your products. So today, I think it's increasingly important. It didn't even used to be this as much, but customers want to know that you're relatable. They want to know that the people who are actually inside there or running the company are reliable. Analysts are looking at this, of course, all the time. Are they suggesting that their investors should put money into Elon Musk when mm-hmm. you know he made several gaffes himself, a couple of them regulatory issues. So communication is tantamount to success in any venture. It isn't just you have to have the content, you have to have the product, you have to have the discovery, you've got to have the production, but you have to be able to communicate. And today, it has to be through authenticity and it has to be through storytelling. People want to hear you say it. They want to hear people involved. They want to hear the people who are the creators. That's why, for example, if you go back to either Bill Gates, or you go into these people, any of the people in the technology industry who had a lot to do with the discovery and manufacture of new either hardware or software or
Steve
whatever
Jobs
it is.
Steve Jobs was a great storyteller.
Every year he would come out on stage. Okay. Now, it was his authenticity, what he was talking about when he was introducing a new phone. People flock to that. Okay. Yeah. What happened? They put confidence in him. Just, and he was as important to that brand as, and thankfully, right, they've been able to continue it on. But they wanted, people want to know who's behind it. And I think it's the same thing you have in the case of, and you asked me why I wrote this book, and I told you about the beginning with my dad. So when I went on then to work for The Great Communicator, I had the honor of working in the White House for President Ronald Reagan, and we had the theme for the day team, which was I was honored to be a part of. You know, in that White House, communication was
I would imagine paramount.
Bigger than policy even. But I would have to say that team determined, we met every Tuesday over lunch, and we determined what the themes were going to be for the next 10 days. Now, companies should use this same kind of strategy.
Because then they control the narrative.
Control the narrative, exactly. And if you don't, guess what? Someone else is going to. And especially today, the first chapter of my book is called Words Power the World. I love this, okay? So think about it for a minute. Okay, a word is a completely passive thing.
Right.
But when spoken or written or recorded or sung or rapped, words are powerful.
That's right. They take on a life of its own.
I say that words can cause a marriage or cause a divorce. Okay? Words are powerful. And it's a very competitive marketplace for words today. Think of the millions, hundreds of trillions of words that are speaking every moment, every day around the globe. We have to recognize this. Now, it's a crowded marketplace for words.
Right.
So in order to get your message heard, it has to be, I think it has to be composed and thought through in a way that will support the message bearer, the person who's actually going to deliver that message. And again, I hammer this home, the authenticity of the deliverer and the solid nature and creativity of the content itself are the two things that go hand in hand. Now, today we've talked about the importance of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the importance of defeating fear. Right. You know, fear of speaking, that's not just being afraid of something. Fear is actually something that can get in. It can disarm you. It can confuse you. And these are things that can be combated. And in this book, I talk about 8 steps to get rid of fear. So you can do that. But we have to get rid of fear. We have to learn storytelling. We have to learn ourselves. And I can tell you that I use this example of this family that, all the kids, they were, you know, practically stammers. They couldn't put 2 sentences together. So I'm counseling 2 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on in your life? Well, you know, it's hours I'm spending with them. What's going on with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, our parents are extremely demanding. They, you know, don't talk that way. Shut up. You're talking too long. Sit down. You know, I could see they were completely inhibited because their subconscious. Now, they had left home. Their subconscious was saying to them, hearing their mother, their father say, you're ruining this message. You're not using the right words. You're
so
talking too long. You're being, you know,
stifling
their ability to let words flow because subconsciously they were afraid of being called out by their parents. This is a very common thing I found, and it has to be dealt with, and we deal with this in our coaching. But you have to, when a person even recognizes that that's what's going on, it's one of the most liberating effects you've ever seen. I see people. Another guy came to me. He looked like a movie star. Great, great looking guy, right? But his hair hanging down in his face, and his chin was on his chest when he spoke, so the audience couldn't even hear him. Right? So I said, do you mind? I said, you know, come over here. I said, I'm going to take my hand. I lifted up his chin. I said, I want you to put your neck at the collar of your shirt and back. I want you to start speaking out and up. I said, and then I said, I'm going to take a break. You go across the street to the drugstore and get some gel. He did that. He came back. He pushed his hair back. My gosh, this guy, for the first time, you could see him. You could see him. The lights, when he was speaking in an auditorium, could fall on him. The microphone could propel his message. And guess what? He found a new lease on life.
Wow.
Because people saw him for the first time. Now, why was he hiding before?
Oh, good question.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe he was told by his parents, "You're talking too much. You're talking too, you know, whatever." You know, we get right. to that. We kind mm-hmm. of we try mm-hmm. to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was liberated just by those few things. Now people could hear, and he had a reason to say the things that he was communicating, and he got a response. This is amazing to me that there are people walking up and down the sidewalk in front of this office right now that lack that confidence right. to communicate either. And I'm not talking about people who have to speak. People come to me just because they want to communicate to their spouse, with their spouse better. Mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily people who have millions of people in a audience and they're appearing on television or even in an auditorium. Everyone needs to have the confidence to speak, whether it's in their office, in their family, or a company of you know, thousands of workers.
James, the time flies when we're on the show. And we only have roughly around 14 minutes left. So we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, before we go to a break, how could people find out more information and to get in touch with you?
ImpactSpeakerCoach.com. That is the website that will tell you everything. ImpactSpeakerCoach.com.
And also, you could pre-order James's new release, Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President. Of course, it's going to be available in all bookstores worldwide and on Amazon, whichever way you you purchase your reading material. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. It's really, time is tight, so we're just going to go right back.
And okay. you're going to bring Trump into this, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sensitive to your time. Believe me, I would take...
I think you're smart. I think we should bring Trump into it.
Yeah. So you know what?
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftos right here on 77 WABC. James, I hope it's okay. I'm going to, you know, it's not off topic because, you know, we are talking about winning your audience and delivering a message with the confidence of a president. In the Orthodox Jewish community in general, we are very big fans of President Donald Trump. Not to take anything away from Ronald Reagan, perhaps you could share, what is his magic? What makes him special? Is there something about his delivery? You, as a communication specialist, what could you point out about President Donald Trump?
I'm asked about this all the time, of course. What do you think about, and I have written this in my book. So my book, by the way, includes comments about several presidents. It has Kennedy in there, how I feel about his delivery, Clinton as well, and, of course, early presidents. You know, it's interesting. We think so highly of Thomas Jefferson for good reason. He didn't like his own speaking voice. Mm. So that it may be why he wrote most of his articles. But, of course, Lincoln didn't like his voice either and gave very few speeches, but left a treasure trove with his Gettysburg Address and his second inaugural. So Trump, right? So Trump, this is exciting for me to talk about because Trump's style of communication is completely different, of course, but it's very apt for the time, okay? So the reason he excites people at his rallies is he is an extremely high-energy speaker. Now, think about it. At his age, let's just say his young age, right? He is out there with the energy of a person half his age.
Yeah.
The energy.
High energy.
Okay, now energy, what does that tell me? The energy tells me he's really committed to his ideas.
Right.
Number one. Number
passionate.
Two, passionate, right? You're exactly right. He's passionate. He's committed to his ideas. People like that. People like that. They don't want to go to a rally and hear just some sort of ordinary things, right? So you have Trump. Okay. Secondly, he repeats his message over and over. Now, Reagan was blamed for this, right? Oh, by the media. Oh, he says the same thing over and over again. You know, evil empire, blah, 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 blah. They get so tired of that. Well, guess what? The audience doesn't. One of the keys to success in communication is repetition. People don't get that. It's to repeat your message over and over again. Third, Trump uses very simple language, criticized again by people. All right, guess who likes it? The public. They like simple language. And guess who else spoke with simple language? Churchill. Churchill, one of the greatest orators the world has ever known. He saved Western civilization. Look at some of his speeches. Look at the one he gave in 1940 in the Parliament. The number of words he used, he was very sparing in the number of words that he used.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump has, he employs this kind of strategy as well. So I think the energy, the passion, the force, the repetition, the simple words, the body language, people say to me, oh, Jim, we lined up 12 hours before just to get into a Trump rally. You know what? Guess what? This is a big thing that he shared with Ronald Reagan. He wants those people to know he loves them. He loves America, and he loves Americans. He loves these people. And guess what? If you're in an audience and you think the speaker likes you,
You're gonna stay to the end of the speech.
Yeah.
End of the program.
Yeah.
You're not leaving.
And guess what? When you go to a Trump rally, you're going to find out Trump really likes you. And it works. That is why he's more of like what we used to call like a carnival barker. You know, he's up there, he's barking out his message, and it's very simple and very direct and so forth. But I had to analyze it. Why is Trump? Because he's a successful communicator, although different than what most presidents have been before. Well, I mean, I just mentioned a few presidents that weren't that especially great in communication. Now, Reagan had a completely different style. But today, it's a noisy world. And I think to get mind share on the part of his listeners, the people that are going there, and I'll tell you one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it. He gets that mind share because of his energy and his focus and his passion. And someone said to me, I asked him, I said, well, do you mind, you know, some of the targeted things that Trump says? And this woman says to me, it was just a person I asked. She said, oh, no, I don't mind at all. She said, because he's saying the things I wish I could. I think he has this incredible ability to figure out what average everyday
mind,
Americans are thinking about.
And get rid of
about,
the PC stuff.
Get rid of the PC stuff and just say it. And it may be shocking to some people, but guess what? That's what is on the minds of everyday working class Americans.
Right, right.
That's why it connects. Yeah.
We have a few minutes left. Time flies when we're on the show, especially with having such an amazing guest. Let's go back to public speaking. Okay. And it's something that you coach. Again, what's the website that people can find out more information about you?
ImpactSpeakerCoach.com.
Now, and of course, I'm just going to give a shout out to Jim's new book. It's coming out in a couple of weeks. Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President. And for those that are just tuning in now, James has the authority to write this book. He served President Ronald Reagan and was Nancy Reagan's chief of staff. And, of course, he said it here on the air. So one day we're going to California together and we're going to visit the Reagan's library.
I cannot wait.
Okay.
You got it. We're going.
We'll do a show from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will have a book signing there, by the way, on Saturday, April 25th.
Okay, so Saturday, as you know, I can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll have to take a rain check on this because I'm not passing up this opportunity.
Good.
Okay. Public speaking. There are many people out there that think, you know what, I'm not the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Why is it important to me? Why is it important for anyone to realize if they're a salesperson, if they're in customer support? Public speaking doesn't mean you're getting up in front of a stadium of people, of 25,000 people. You have to nail it even if you're in the corporate boardroom, even if you're just at a small session at a seminar. Perhaps you can explain why is it so critical for people to have excellent public speaking skills.
I'm going to tell you something very humble, okay?
Ready.
Have you ever tried to get your kid to go to bed at night?
I'm blessed with a large family, and my wife Esther knows that, yes, many times, thousands of times.
All right, have you ever tried to get your kid to eat their dinner? You know, I mean, I'm talking about basic
Esther's
communication, you know, I'm talking about basic communication skills, right? Okay, so we all, first of all, let's be clear about one thing. You learn to start speaking when you're around, more or less, around the age of three. Okay?
Right.
And basically, this is it's a curious skill you start learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you doing? You're basically mimicking your parents. That's why they say, for example, those parents who read books to get, mm-hmm. Blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, you learn by mimicking other people. You're following that. Okay? It's an absolutely fascinating thing. So you're learning patterns of speech, using words to convince people, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. So I'll tell you what my 3-year-old grandson said last Thursday night, as reported by my daughter. She said, well, you know, usually you have to say, you know, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to this or that.
Right.
You know, blah. So she said, this little 3-year-old kid, he's just putting sentences together. And she said, but, you know, he had his bath, he had his dinner, whatever.
Right.
It was like 6:30.
Right.
And so he's starting up the staircase. And he calls out to her. He says, I'm going to bed. Meet me up there.
Huh?
And so he's calling out to his mother. Okay, I've decided I'm going to bed. Meet me up there and put me to bed. So I'm just thinking, okay, here's communication 101. Okay, this is where we start to learn. And then from there, we either get pushed aside, we get encouraged, we get here I'm brought up with a dad who teaches
Dale Carnegie.
Right. And then I go on to be a student of Ronald Reagan called The Great Communicator.
That's right.
How could I not write this book?
Special.
But I'm telling you that communication skills are fundamental to anything you do in life. I don't care whether you're in a kitchen, you're taking care of kids, man or woman, doesn't matter, or whether you're heading up a major corporation, there's a lot at stake from what you say and how you say it. And it all emanates from you understanding yourself.
James, I just want to wrap up with a final question. So we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business. We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you struggling to have your voice heard in a loud, busy, and overwhelming environment? It takes 6 seconds or less for consumers to form an impression of your brand. You cannot afford to get drowned out by the world. Having a clear corporate narrative will help your business stand out and go from surviving to thriving. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, has been helping brands craft their corporate narrative for nearly 3 decades. BLMG put together a guide to help businesses speak with authority and take control of your corporate narrative. Visit BrandStory2020.com for your free Surviving to Thriving Executive Guide for Business Growth. That's BrandStory2020.com to get your free executive guide to helping your business scale. Again, that's BrandStory2020.com. If your business is ready to thrive, visit BrandStory2020.com. BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Get ready to tell your story.
James, the time flies. The time flies. There isn't enough time. First of all, I have a commitment. You're going to come back on the show, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All
anytime.
Right. What's a final takeaway for the listeners that you could share from your vast experience? You served in the White House. You served Nancy Reagan, of course, the president, Ronald Reagan. You've flown on Air Force One. You were part of the Brandenburg Gate speech. What's a takeaway you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, how could I not remember Ronald Reagan's last speech when he was wrapping up his 8 years in the White House, and he's sitting in the Oval Office, and he says to the American people, to the world, right? He says, for many years, I've spoken of that glowing city on a hill, the shining city on a hill.
Right.
I've referred to our country. And then he says, but I don't think I've ever explained what I meant when I saw it. Then he goes on to say what that means to him, that this is a land of opportunity. This is a land of freedom. This is a beacon of hope to people around the globe that seek freedom and seek opportunity. Yeah. And all are welcome here.
So now, empowering.
Okay, right? So Reagan... So if you can just take a simple page from that, you say, well, as a president of the United States, blah, blah, blah. What is that for me? Okay, but what was he doing? Okay. First of all, he says, he gives this inspirational quote, right? But then he says to you, you know what? Hey, guys, you know, I don't think I ever explained what I meant when I said that. What happens to you? You're immediately pulled in. You know why? You want to hear the answer.
Right.
Reagan was a master of asking a question of his audience and then answering it. So do this for me. All of you out there that are listening, ask a question. Ask it of yourself. Think of who in your audience, the questions they might have. Go back to that corporate CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your audience. They might be saying, hey, where is this company? Should I keep my investment in this company? Where is this company going? Will I have security with this company? Does this company have new ideas? That is where you start your speech or your talk. You think about your audience. So I have a little saying I said to Nancy Reagan one time. I said, whenever the heart speaks, no matter how simple the words, they're always acceptable to people who have hearts.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice.
Now, you don't have to be polished to be an effective public speaker, but you have to be more interested in your audience than you are in yourself. That is the final and most important key that I can give to you. We've all heard what we would call blowhard speeches, right? Yeah. These are people, they don't even know who they're talking to. All right? Does that work?
No.
Okay. All right. So we've given the example of Trump. He knows what these people believe, what they're suffering from, blah, 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 blah. He knows. So Nancy Reagan, she goes to, and the time that she really broke out of her shell and communicating was when we went to a drug abuse center and all these kids are pouring out their life stories. I mean, even, I'm telling you this, even the Secret Service was crying.
Wow.
And when you're a Secret Service, you don't cry.
Oh, no, these guys are.
You don't cry, right?
Iron.
They were crying.
Iron.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone's crying. She threw away her notes. She has to stand up. What does she tell them? I love you. You have a life ahead of you. I'm rooting for you. This is what they wanted to hear. But you know why she could say what they wanted to hear? Because she heard them. Follow that rule.
Whoa, we're out of time. It went too fast. Oh, man. James, before I let you go, how could people find out more information about your firm?
Thank you. ImpactSpeakerCoach.com.
And, of course, his new book is going to be on the market. You could pre-order it, but it's going to be out in the stores in a couple of weeks. Winning Your Audience, Deliver a Message with the Confidence of a President, James Rosebush. James, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
I'm honored to be here.
Wraps up another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.